I'm going to do another roll call. Commissioner Riley?
Here.
Commissioner Insera?
Here.
Commissioner Eslin?
Here.
Commissioner Orama?
Here.
Council Member Santana?
Here.
Commissioner Fisioli?
Here.
Chairman Rivera?
Here. Okay, everyone's back. So, Mr. McDonald, your investigation results?
Parking is required under the current zoning. It is required, yes. For new construction or reconstruction rehabilitation. There's different formulas, but yes.
Now is the redevelopment plan opposing parking?
No.
Okay, so parking is an applicant coming from the board. We have no parking requirements.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's correct.
Of what they're developing.
Right. So you may find that it's inconsistent with the current zoning, which clearly is. It's a question of whether you find it's inconsistent with the master plan itself, which, again, recommends revitalization, certainly reduction of congestion. That's you're balancing here in terms of your consideration.
So according to zoning, parking is required.
According to the current zoning, parking is required, yes.
And zoning is part of the master plan.
Although, if the mayor council passes plan, then that becomes the new zoning ordinance for this particular building.
Correct.
Does it?
So the master plan has parking.
The zoning ordinance does.
Zoning, but that's it. But the master plan doesn't.
The master plan doesn't recommend the elimination of parking. The master plan recommends adequate parking to reduce congestion.
Adequate.
Yes.
We don't have adequate.
That's what the board gets to weigh.
Yeah. Well, again, you have to kind of look at it as what John just kind of posed, the fact that it's here. Because your governing body wants this. They want to move forward with this one. But again, you have the right now to say whether or not it's consistent. Now, I think we've kind of determined that in the limited area of parking, it's inconsistent. Okay? But as John said, there's also the master plan does take into consideration the fact that you're always looking for a revitalization. And this board already found that this area was in need of redevelopment. And we found that last year when you voted and basically put that together. So clearly, you have an area and you need redevelopment. And how do you get redevelopment? You have to have it revitalized. So the revitalization is consistent with the master plan. I mean, we could kind of come to a compromise or cut the baby in half where the board could find it consistent with the master plan, but with a strong concern as to the elimination of the parking that's already required in these zones, and asking the board to strongly considering some type of parking requirement for it. That's a way of saying to the governing body, hey, look, we're not necessarily going to stop you from going forward with this plan because ultimately they've been elected to determine what they believe is best for the city, best for the town going forward. So again, you guys aren't elected officials, so you got to take that into consideration, that the elected officials get to make the determination as to what they believe is best plan for the town going forward. But you do have strong concerns about the elimination of parking.
Yeah, but we as a board can, me as a planning board member, I can say that I can come the opinion that the council board made a wrong decision. Maybe they're wrong.
But I can say the board can say it's inconsistent.
Yeah,
the master plan.
Because one thing says it's mandatory, the other one says no. I can come to the conclusion that perhaps they made a mistake. The council members who voted for this without the parking or trying to change the parking, I can come to that conclusion.
Now, Johnson, I've never had this situation before. Maybe you can give us some guidance if you've ever had it or anyone. Does the governing body have to accept the recommendation of the board? Because again, this is a recommendation. So if the board finds that it's inconsistent with the master plan and says we're not recommending, we find it inconsistent, can the governing body still
Yes. Yes. Board can make its, and there's a legal aspect to that that I won't, but I'll go by my experience because I've had this happen. The board can make a recommendation that it's not consistent with the master plan. The governing body could still adopt the redevelopment plan. I think it has to be unanimous. I think it has to be the entire governing body, and they have to give their reasons why they're going against the planning board. But they can. And there was a first reading last week. Nobody raised an issue about – nobody raised this issue. I don't know how the council will react to the comments. But that's what you're here for, is to give feedback to the council for sure.
So, again, you could find it inconsistent. You could say you find it inconsistent due to the lack of parking. Or you could say you find it generally consistent with the master plan, with other than the fact of the lack of parking, that you have a concern with the redevelopment of the area based upon the lack of parking.
The problem I see with this is, okay, so Newberry's building doesn't have a problem with parking because it's been like that forever, right? So when you redevelop this and you bring all this big stuff coming to Dover, people that are going to Newberry's can't find no parking over there with that expansion. They're going to be parking in this area, and then the people who live here, they got nowhere to park because other people from other sections of Dover are going to look for parking. Newberry's expanding. It's going to be how many people are estimated to come to the Newberry building, right?
Newberry's interesting because it's not residential per se. It's going to be a commercial hub.
Exactly.
It's going to be a destination.
But parking is not required for them. So when this commercial hub starts getting jam-packed and they're not required to have parking, where are they going to park? They're going to park
in
Hialeah.
Yeah.
Hialeah. So if I live in those apartments, I got nowhere to park. So it's going to be like a domino effect. They're all going to, you know. So it's very concerning.
Does anyone on the board have more questions or comments about this this plan for the consistency of the master plan?
So we're going to take a motion and vote on
each one?
I think we should do it on each one based upon the way this conversation has gone. I originally thought we would just do it generally, but I do think it seems like there is some concern over different areas here. So it sounds like the letter that would be going to the governing body may be different for each plan. So we should probably break them down and go through them one by one. So I guess beginning with, we're calling it Ordinance 26-2025, which is the Bassett Highway Redevelopment Plan. Does anyone have a motion? We need a motion that...
Which is the overall region.
This is the overarching plan, yes.
Okay.
That's the first one. That doesn't talk about parking per se. It talks about all the streetscape amenities, the river walk, the civic square that we talked about. Well, that's it. The one with all the people walking in the front.
Okay, so I'll second that.
Okay, so who made the motion?
Okay.
And you made the motion that it is consistent with the master plan.
Yeah.
Now, is there a concern about parking with this one at all?
No.
Okay, so your motion is that it's just generally consistent.
I don't think we asked everybody. Everybody okay with that?
You
yeah,
could.
Well, I would make another motion.
Okay.
Okay,
well.
Everybody
we'll call them.
Commissioner Riley?
I think I'm just altered.
Oh, okay. Commissioner Serra?
There's no redevelopment here, no housing or anything in this one.
This one's the overall picture.
Right.
The overall.
But no housing.
Correct. No buildings either.
No buildings. Then the answer is yes.
Commissioner Isley?
Yes.
Commissioner Orama?
Yes.
Commissioner, Council Member Santana?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
And Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to recommend to the governing body that that ordinance 26-2025 is consistent with the master plan. So now we're moving on to 27-2025, which is Newberry Building Redevelopment Plan.
I'll make a motion that's consistent with the master plan.
I'll second that.
Okay. Take a vote on that.
Okay. Commissioner Insera?
Yes.
Commissioner Isling?
Yes.
Commissioner Orama?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
And Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Okay. Now we're on to Ordinance 28-2025, which is the West Blackwell Street, Dewey Street redevelopment plan.
I'll make a motion that's consistent with the master plan with the recommendation that they look at parking, additional parking requirements.
Okay, that's the motion. For a second.
I'll second.
Commissioner Insera?
No.
Commissioner Isling?
Yes.
Commissioner Orama?
No.
Commissioner, Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
And Chairman Rivera?
I want to say no.
So what's your vote count on that?
It's tight.
He didn't vote on the other ones.
No, yeah. If it's a tie, it doesn't go through, does
yeah,
it?
No, but since it's not a full board, I think
it's not a full board.
But do we have enough members here on the board to cast votes?
You have a quorum.
We have a quorum. That we have a quorum.
But we don't have the full board, right?
But we have the quorum.
I think we let Mr. Our attorney make that decision whether the alternate can vote if the regular member is not here.
No, but we have quorum.
Considering that it's a recommendation, and considering that we have obviously a tie of votes, I do think at this point we should allow the alternate to basically just determine again whether or not you're saying it's consistent with the master plan. Because right now the motion is that it's consistent with the master plan, but there's a strong recommendation that it look that they look at parking alternatives.
Correct.
So again, and as John explained to you earlier, your recommendation can be completely ignored
now,
as well. So.
Yeah, but now we're talking about quorum and who can vote. If we have quorum and it's a tie, why doesn't it?
That's what the alternate's here for. The alternate's here to sit in for.
Isn't that if
full,
we don't have quorum?
A full member of the board.
No, the alternate should be sitting in for a full member of the board.
Sure.
If we didn't have quorum.
Even if you have a quorum,
if there's someone missing, the alternate should be sitting in for the full member of the board.
And you could have voted.
You could have voted on the prior too. I mean, we can go back and take the vote. It doesn't make a difference, obviously, because the both were unanimous votes, so it's not going to make a difference.
The only reason why I mention it is because if it's a tie.
I was told that if we have quorum and it's a tie, it doesn't go through.
No, that's right.
So I guess I'm corrected, right?
Well, yeah, no, because you have a quorum with the limited members, but if you have an alternate here, then the alternate fills an empty chair.
Correct.
So since we have an empty chair, and we do have an alternate here, you should be allowed to vote again. And we're not necessarily approving or disapproving anything. It's a matter of are you recommending it? Are you recommending that it's consistent, or are you recommending that it's inconsistent?
Mr. Chairman, if I may. As you're talking, I'm looking at this master plan related to parking. Take this for what it is. I'm going to read you something. It's just two or three sentences. Parking. Issues related to parking are being – this is from the 2018 master plan reexamination, page 13, item number 4, parking. Issues related to parking are being proactively addressed with the hiring of a parking consultant whose aim is to put together a comprehensive plan for parking for the parking challenge downtown area. The study is assessing parking needs and strategies and how new technology may play a role. The town is also examining the creation of a pilot, that's what I just spoke about, payment in lieu of parking system. Last sentence. The purpose of this would be to recognize that there are many smaller potential redevelopments in the downtown area that are existing buildings that have no ability to provide off-street parking on their own. So there is a take it for what it is. There is a recommendation. There is a recognition in the master plan that some of these older, smaller buildings have a parking problem. Now, granted, this one is going up.
Did you mention it was 2018?
2018, and I don't know if this study has actually been done or not, but
I know that the town is coming up with a home new parking plan, and the mayor and council just approved that, where they're going to put meters in the downtown, so that will limit the amount of time people can park in the downtown, thereby creating turnover within the downtown. It's also going to have the businesses in the downtown, they're going to be able to buy permits within our lots, okay, so that will get the people that are parking currently in the downtown on the streets into our parking lots, as opposed to parking on Blackwell Street and the side streets and taking up spots for other people to use. So that plan is already in effect. That's already done.
That's done. We haven't fully released it yet. Right?
But how does a parking meter stop someone from impeding it? Want $1 an hour, $2 an hour, put $16 in.
Put a limit on how many hours they can park there.
But then if they park, let's say the limit is 2 hours.
Okay.
They park more than 2 hours, are they going to get their tire marked to get a ticket, or are you going to have them towed away?
They would get a ticket.
Okay. So just get back to the decision that was made. So it's legal for him to vote.
Yes.
So... I say vote.
So I'm going to vote yes with the caveat that parking is reimbursed with the council.
So now on to the last one. Ordinance 29-2025.
Motion.
I'll make a motion that's consistent.
I'll second that.
Consistent and no recommendation for additional parking? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
To pass the highway.
Right, that's the Newberry building.
We already approved the Newberry one.
We already did the Newberry.
Yes. This is a different ordinance. This is 29.
Yeah, this is the highway.
29.
Oh, it's the last one. Okay.
The highway one.
Yes.
It did a little out of my order. Yes. It's okay.
That's how
it is.
Yeah. So,
again, I'll make the motion that's consistent.
When you say no parking caveat.
Because they were providing parking.
They're going to provide parking.
This is the head of Orange Building. They already have parking.
Got it.
Okay. I'm calling Commissioner Riley too? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Commissioner Riley?
Yes.
Commissioner Insera?
Yes.
Commissioner Islin?
Yes.
Commissioner Orama?
Yes.
Councilmember Santana?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Okay, so each letter other than 28-25 will just find it consistent with the master plan. 28-25 will find it consistent with the master plan, but with the caveat that the board has concerns about the lack of parking, and I will also put in that letter the vote count as well, indicating that there were members of the board that did find, so the governing body is aware there were members of the board that found it inconsistent with the master plan.
Okay.
So at least, again, that your opinions are going to be heard, that members of the board were not happy with that.
That's fair.
And then
you stated that, if we all approved it, it would wipe out the current and put in the parking where
even if you approved it, it still wouldn't wipe it out. It still has to be adopted by the governing body. So, again, everything you're dealing with today, recommending governing body at the next meeting. Members of the town can come up and complain to the governing body, and the governing body can say, wait a minute, we didn't consider that. We hear the town's people are complaining, and they may change their mind.
I think that's what the planning board's here to do with those kind of things. I'm glad everybody heard it and had opinions because it matters.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, board, for your input and for giving this attention. Thank you.
Are we going back to the minutes or?
I guess we're going to go back up to the top.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so we need approval of the special meeting on June 26th. Minutes.
Commissioner Riley.
I'll make a motion.
On July 17th, any members weren't present for that? Yeah, as a regular meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody abstain?
Aye. Abstain.
Okay, who could call it?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So we're going to move on to application. That's P25-04-141, Lincoln Avenue. Applicant is proposing a subdivision of the property on lot 5 into two equal 50 by 100 lots. Applicant is also requesting a variance relief from the bulk requirement of minimum lot size, R3 zone for pre-existing two-family dwelling. Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. My name is William Rodriguez. I'm an attorney with Griffin Alexander. I apologize. I'm just getting off a cold. Okay. So I'll try and keep it brief, which is hard for a lawyer.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Right.
So tonight we're going to be presenting the application. We have our expert, Stephen Smith, here to testify. And the homeowner, Mr. Gomez, is here as well.
Okay.
So I'll turn it over to Mr. Smith.
And Mr. Smith, please raise your hand. Do you swear affirm the testimony you should report to be the truth and the truth?
I do.
Okay. Can you say anything for the record,
please? I love that part. Stephen Smith, S-M-I-T-H. For the record, business address is 320 Route 10, Randolph, New Jersey. I'm a principal of Jamin Engineering Associates. I've been associated with the firm for almost 50 years now. A licensed professional planner, licensed in the state of New Jersey since 1985. I'm also a licensed professional land surveyor, licensed in the state since 1984. My licenses are current. I've testified before planning boards and zoning boards of adjustment throughout Bergen, Middlesex, Morris, Somerset, Sussex, and Warren counties. I've previously appeared before this board.
Obviously, he submits his credentials to the board on recognizing
his absolutely very confident.
Okay. Again, we are here this evening for a minor subdivision on block 2013, lot 5. It is a lot that
two-family dwelling in front on Lincoln Avenue. There's an existing driveway that runs up the westerly side of the property. And there is a freestanding garage that is about halfway back. The property lies in the...
Property lies in the R3 zone, which is a single and a two-family residential zone. The existing lot contains 10,000 square feet for a two-family house. We're required 7,500 square feet. For For a single-family lot, we are required 5,000 square feet. What we are proposing to do is to cut the lot in half. If we can go to the third sheet, please.
Looking to cut the lot in half so that each of the two new lots will have frontage on their own street. The existing two-family dwelling will front on Lincoln Ave, and the proposed new single-family residential lot will front on Guy Street. As part of the proposed development, the existing garage will be removed, and we will be doing some slight driveway widening in order to set up that we would have the required parking for the two-family house.
The existing dwelling and the proposed dwellings will all be serviced public water and sewer. The existing two-family has a pre-existing non-conforming condition for lot width. Lots are required to be 75 feet. It's pre-existing at 50 feet. The variance that we're seeking this evening is for lot area on the two-family lot up to permit it to be 5,000 square feet, which then keeps all the lots in that area consistent at the 5,000 square feet. The proposed lot 5.01, which has a two-family house on it, will comply with all of the other bulk requirement. We will comply with the front yard setback, side yard setbacks, rear yard setback. We comply with building coverage. We comply with lot coverage on it. That feel that this subdivision is in keeping with the developed character of this neighborhood. We are taking a C2 variance where we believe the benefit of the deviation substantially outweighs any detriment. We have an oversized lot right now. Again, with the subdivision, what we're doing is setting up for an additional area for development to help fulfill the need for additional housing up in the state. That in going through and looking at the municipal land use ordinance, the proposal that we have before you this evening will be advancing some specific purposes of the act. That going through the section 40:D-2, section A, to encourage municipal action to guide the appropriate use of development of all lands in the state in a manner which will promote health, safety, morals, and welfare. We feel that this is an appropriate use. It's in a residential neighborhood, and that's what we're continuing to use. B, to secure safety from fire, flood, panic, and other natural man-made disasters. This proposal is not in an area that's subject to flooding, so again, we are promoting that. To provide adequate light, air, and open space, we are complying with all the required setbacks and coverages that you have in the zone. D, to ensure that the development of individual municipalities does not conflict with the development and general welfare of neighboring municipalities, the county, and the state as a whole. Again, we feel that this development is consistent with the development in the area. G, to provide adequate space in appropriate locations for a variety of agricultural, residential, recreation, commercial, and industrial uses. And we feel that we are developing what I'm going to call an infill lot. It's an open frontage on a lot that's calling for an additional dwelling to be constructed. If the board was to decide to act favorably on this application, it's my opinion that this variance can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and the neighborhood. It's also my opinion that the granting of the variance would not substantially impair the intent and purpose of the zoning ordinance, the master plan, or the surrounding area. I believe it is in compliance with the general development pattern of the section. I don't know if there are questions that you all have. Be more than happy to answer them.
Chair, I have a question. On the Lincoln side, that's house 141, right, is what we're talking about here? House number 141 on the Lincoln side?
Which is one?
Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Address.
Address.
It's off 41.
Yes,
it is. Yes.
Yes, so I'm sorry, the driveway between 137 and 141, is that a shared driveway, or is that driveway just...
It is a common driveway. Can you plug this up a little bit? Okay, and what we did was we called for widening so that we will have at least a minimum of a 10-foot width of driveway on our property.
There's no current easements in it, no access easements.
There's nothing that came up in the title book, no. But it was set up in... Our proposal is set up in a fashion that when we're applying, it's not kind of going to, it's going to be on our property.
And the existing driveway is long enough to fit how many cars?
I'm going to ask if you can zoom back out a little bit, that the three parking spaces go to just short of the back of the house. The existing driveway actually goes back further, but we didn't widen it for the additional length.
So it could handle, what, four vehicles?
The way it was set up, it can handle three vehicles.
Are you using the ARSIS standards?
That is correct.
And that's what's required for
that? That is correct. I'm going to come in for some.
Only because I ask, because I know our ordinance requires four parking spaces, but I guess ARSIS is a little bit more lenient.
Okay, but bear with me for one sec, okay? And just maybe for someone from the other side, was there no easement?
No easement.
So it's not a common driveway. It's separate driveways that are connected that don't meet proper setback to the driveways. The parties don't have the right to have a drive on each other's property. Just so the fourth way, it's not common.
The existing sidewalks on the Lincoln Avenue side are pretty bad condition for provision, but they could be repaired as part of the subdivision.
If you will decide to act favorably on it, at your mercy.
All right. And then, obviously, the improvements such as the widening of the driveway and the removal of the garage would have to be done prior to the filing of the deeds.
Now, the widening of the driveway, what's the now proposed width from the property line on the client's property? Because, again, it's not a common driveway. There's no easement.
Right.
There's no easement.
Okay, so, yes, so basically we're looking at the width then of the driveway on your client's property.
That we have proposed that we will have a minimum of a 10-foot width on our
property.
And that, I was just checking that is dimensioned on the plan.
Okay, thank you.
I can't see it on the wall, but I can see it on the easel.
It's 11.91 inches from the line to...
It's 11.91 feet between the property line and the house.
Okay, so that is... Okay.
And the ordinance requires that a parking... driveway on the side of the property, the side of the house, has to be a minimum of 10. So he meets that.
He said he conforms to that.
Yes.
And that on the lot, that the new lot that's going to be developed, what kind of house is going to be there?
At this point, I don't know.
But
that hasn't been determined yet.
But it would have to be a single family, right?
Yes.
To be conforming.
Well, someone could propose a two-family, but they'd have to come back to
the board.
What's before the board to today is a 5,000 square foot lot without asking for a variance, that would mandate it would have to be a single family.
And then the remaining lot, it's got a two-family house.
Correct.
Right? And it's going to have a non-conforming lot, right? But it's grandfathered in? Is that what's going on?
The lot width is grandfathered. The size is what we're seeking the variance on.
Got it.
I know you had your client had extensive conversation with our town engineer. Mr. Hoyt, do you have any input?
Mr. Chairman, I'll say that we did issue a July 8th, 2025 review letter. The applicant has responded to most of those comments. I'll just, for the purposes of the record, I think there might be a few open items, so I'll just ask if there was anything specific or if you can comply with what's in that review letter.
There was nothing. Here we go.
Most of it, I believe, was drawing items that were more technical as opposed to impacting what the application is.
I
have a question about a fence, maybe?
Yeah. There was a question as far as proposing a possible fence. Applicant should provide testimony detailing any proposed fence between the lots. We're not proposing to construct a fence between the lots. The lots are owned by family. We have sister on one side, mother on the other. Don't really want to put a fence up that can stop them from visiting each other.
Not yet.
They get along, bro. They get along.
And they're all on speaking terms, okay?
To thank you for that. To that point, kind of the history of how we got here, the first version of this subdivision plan was a little, I'm going to call it wacky. It was a little bit of an L-shaped and kind of uneven lots that were being created. So to the applicant's credit, there was a conversation about, hey, what's going on? Let's look at this a little bit. So I think as it's laid out now, it's more beneficial in terms of meeting as many of the bulk requirements as they can with what they're looking to do. So with that, I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Anyone else on the board have any questions or comments? Okay. At this point, I'm going to open this part of the application to the public. Anyone in the public wishing to speak on this matter? Yes.
So since it's my first time here, I went down and spent a lot of time driving around that neighborhood, Linda Mullen, 150 Ann Street. There's a lot of criteria you guys have put in place and changed. You know, that parking lot, your parking driveway is an issue. But I guess you have figured out how to widen it so you can't park it because
it's
wide enough to.
And I'm here when you're not looking at me, sorry.
Because it looks like it, the paved drive here and the paved drive there, it was hard to see.
We're proposing widening it.
Okay.
So that we can fit the cars only on our lot.
Right. And if you get, I know you want three. It's going to be tight with three.
We agreed to revise it for four.
Four. And so how far will you get it up? Because it's tight along the house.
It just goes back further. Right. It'll be 2 foot off the house.
Okay. All right. It's tight. So, being in old houses in Dover, I know that everything has been built not against the new code. So, the lot is really out of compliance with what the new master plan has. So, that being said, you pass that lot so he can build on Guy Street. Just make sure it's not a two-family or we're going to...
That'll
density,
happen.
I know, it'll come, but it'll come before you. But that density that we're trying to... Before
as
you,
zoning officer,
okay.
I have to approve it for.
Okay, so it's that density issue that we're trying to avoid and trying to up our standards, and breaking it into a smaller lot, and then, you know, overbuilding like we've done over the years. So officer.
When they come in to build a house,
okay.
When somebody comes in at some point, the potential
Good, so stick around for that. All right, thank you.
Okay. Anyone else in the public? Seeing none, I'll close that portion of the meeting. And we'll need a motion to...
I make a motion to accept it.
Second.
Okay,
now
the conditions.
Wait,
who made a motion?
No conditions.
I didn't get the full demolition that needs to be required before the deed is recorded. The garage.
So the garage has to be demoed and the driveway has to be widened and so the sidewalk would have to be repaired prior to the filing of the deed.
I make the motion with all that.
Okay.
That was the extension of the driveway, right? Four cars?
And the four cars.
Okay.
I'm helping.
Thank you.
Okay. We're just leaving it as the sidewalk has needs to be replaced or repaired? Or?
Replace the repair.
Okay. Subject to approval of the zoning officer?
Yeah, they would have to come in and get a permit to repair that.
Okay. We do have a motion on record. We have a second.
Motion now with the conditions.
Yes.
Okay. Roll call.
Okay. Commissioner Riley?
Yes.
Commissioner Insara?
Yes.
Commissioner Isling?
Yes.
Commissioner Orama?
Yes.
Council Member Santana?
Yes.
Commissioner Vizioli?
Yes.
Chairman Rivera?
Yes.
Thank you.
At this point, just going to open the meeting to the public. Does anyone have anything to talk about besides what's been talked about today? We've already closed the portion, so anything you want to add, but, you know, have to deal with the planning board.
But that wasn't on the agenda. Yeah. That wasn't on the agenda, correct.
You good? Besides those other things. Okay, so I'll close that portion of the meeting. I think we have that business. Old business? None? Okay, a motion to adjourn?
Make that motion.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We didn't go right the first one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a long one today. Okay. When are we doing the Meridian Day? We have to like that. 11 o'clock.
You got to run the snacks.
Training?
No, it's one of the dance.
Okay, could you call, give me a call because I need to make sure.
If they say it's dangerous, there's a lot of people out there that want to.
It is dangerous. If you want to get your hands dirty, you can get your hands dirty.
It's 90 cents.